Some of you may call him Bobby, some of you may call him Zimmy. I call him Lucky.
I almost forgot my name.
I'd like to bring on a friend of us all, Mr. Bob Dylan.
Knocking on heaven's door.
All music of Bob Dylan, which has always been my favorite.
In every grain of sand.
Stuck inside of a lexicon with a Roger Searsaurus blues again.
You write too many words, Bob.
It's like how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky?
Blowing in the wind.
Bob Dylan singing times that are changing.
You've got to serve somebody.
It's like Uncle Bob said once.
God knows when, but you do it again.
I want to be your lover, babe. I don't want to be your boss.
That the Joker to the Thief. Bob Dylan's got all these albums out there. Nobody ever buys them. So go out and buy them because he's better than a lot of you. Okay.
Bob Dylan is the governor.
No, I see him as another poet, you know, or as a competition.
Bob was our hero.
He was our idol.
Not an idol, but we just heard his record.
We love Bob Dylan.
I don't believe in Dylan.
Dylan is bullshit. Zimmerman is his name, you know? You see, I don't believe in Dylan, you know? And I think I don't believe in Tom Jones either, you know?
I don't believe in Zimmerman.
I want to hold your hand.
I wanna hold your hand.
He was one of them.
He was our idol.
Bob was our hero.
Not an idol, but we just heard his record. As I said, we listened to his album and it really gave us a buzz, and we played it constantly over and over and over again.
I mean, I heard of Bob through John. He'd played the records to me, and it was just great.
I think it was freewheeling.
We love Bob Dylan.
I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard. Rains are gonna fall.
So when we met him, yeah, well, you know, by that time we'd heard much more of him and knew much more about him.
It was a great honour to meet him. We had a crazy party the night we met. I went around... I thought I'd got the meaning to life that night. And I went around trying to find our roadie. Mal, get a pencil and a paper. I've got it. And Mal, because we're a bit out of it, he couldn't find a pencil and paper anywhere. But eventually, in the end of the evening, he found it, and I wrote down my message for the universe, you know. I said, now keep that. Keep that in your pocket. And Mal did. Next morning, he said, hey, Paul, he said, do you want to see that? I said, what? He said, that bit of paper. Oh, yeah. And I'd written, there are 7 levels.
Well, there was 2 men in the room, and Bob's the well-known one.
Al Aronowitz was there, he was a journalist, who was like a mate.
That was the first time for me that I'd really smoked marijuana. And I laughed and I laughed and I laughed. It was fabulous.
Well, the times, they are
I'm a loser, take one.
One, two, because that's okay. Where you'll come in with the mouth open. One, two.
Two.
One, two.
I'm a loser. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, behind this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. What have I done to deserve such a fate? Realize that I left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all. I'm a loser, I'm a loser.
I'm a
frayed
edge for you.
When did you first start writing message song, serious song?
Probably after Dylan, I don't know.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall.
she's gone, I can't go on feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say,
Dylan fans.
We all
are you?
All of us are.
You all Dylan
fans? Even me, yeah.
Even George and Ringo, like
you. Even the non-musical members of the group.
You don't plan on, I don't want to correct Ringo, but you'll be back from San Francisco at the time the Dylan concert.
We will both be playing the same night. We play the same night that he's here.
And we leave on Wednesday. For England.
And we saw him in Britain, you know, and it was good, but we're not going to flog it.
A couple of the tunes in the in Help sounded as if the sound might be changing just a little, getting even more sort of traditionally blues-oriented. Maybe this is just an opinion.
No,
do you feel that there's any change in the sound?
We try and change every record. You know, we've tried to change from the first record we've made. And if you progress musically, then you naturally change.
If you play our early records and the late, even though we haven't made all that many, there's a lot of difference, you know.
We're not trying to do it consciously, you know,
particularly. Even recording technique, if you improve that slightly, your sound changes, basically.
This bird has flown, take one.
She once had me. She showed me her room. Isn't it good? Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. Bed. She told me she worked in the morning and started to laugh. I told her I didn't and crawled up to sleep in the bath. Had flown. So I lit a fire isn't it good, Norwegian wood? Just lanes, I cried, she was dead. And she worked on my face until breaking my eyes and saying, what else you got left? It was then that I got up to go, but she said, don't forget. But he must give something back for something they get. I stood there and hummed. I tapped on her drum. I asked her how come. And she buttoned her boot and straightened her suit. And she said, don't get cute. My hands in my pockets and filled with my thumbs. And gallantly handed her my very last piece of gum. She threw me outside. I stood in the dirt where everyone walked. After finding out I'd forgotten my shirt, I went back and knocked. I waited in the hallway as she went to get it, and I tried to make sense out of that picture of you in your wheelchair that leaned up against her Jamaican rum. And when she did come, I asked her for some. She said, no, dear. I said, your words are not clear. You better spit out your gum. She screamed till her face got so red, and she fell on the floor. Covered her up and then thought I'll go look through her drawer. And when I was through, I filled up my shoe and brought it to you. And you took me in, you loved me then, you didn't waste time. And I never took much. I never asked for your crutch. Now don't ask for mine.
Thank you.
Yeah, I remember it well. Albert Hall and Bob did a set at the beginning. Like, the show was in two halves, and the first half he came out and did his usual thing with the guitar and the harmonica. And then in the second half he came out with the band. Now, we knew this was going to happen anyway, but Bob just came out and he said, well, you know, you all may know this song. Remember how it goes? Well, here's how it goes now, you know?
Tom, I think I'm going to turn you into Tyrone Power. A matter of time.
Say that again, will you, Bob?
Tom?
Yeah?
I think I'm going to turn you into Ronald Coleman.
That's better.
Reginald Young.
Better, much better, much better.
P. Wheatstra, plus Sleepy Johnny.
Johnny Cash, all the rest of them.
I have Johnny Cash in my film. You're shit, man.
Not really.
Hey, you're gonna shit when you see it. You won't believe it.
So will he.
Hey, that kid, John's gonna shit again.
You know what he looks like, right, Johnny Cash?
Mm.
Have you spent much time around him? Hey, he moves right, like that, man.
He's just a little
messy. Hey, you gotta cut that part of the film, man, because I really like him. He's a nice kid. I mean, like, he moves like that, like all good people move like that. Like,
yeah, Johnny. Players. All good people.
Johnny.
Johnny, big river, you know.
That's Johnny, too. Quite a guy,
John.
A winner.
Oh, He should have been around last night. Tonight is a drag.
Really, Bob?
Yeah. Tonight is a drag. I wish I could talk English, man.
Me too, Bobby.
He can talk American. Hey, Tom, you've heard me talk English, haven't you?
Paul's even talking American. Of you all talking
I can't here. Never do it around John, because
they'll send, you know, they don't like him.
John's such a great actor, man.
He's a great actor,
like,
man.
I can't.
You can't believe it, isn't me.
You asshole.
It's time to whistle.
You hit a... That's the thing I was pissed off about. I was pissed off and about the flick. You said, do you remember what you said to me? And I played you those tapes. Now, I'll say it later. I just gotta say it now. Oh, remember you said to me, I played you this song, and you said something about this gotta be in. I didn't realize at the time, Robbie told me. You said this gotta
Good
be in,
job,
in,
Bobby
in, in your song publishing company. What's the name of it? What's your song publishing company?
Oh, the song publishing
company. Yeah, what is the name of it?
Dick James.
No, is that the name of it?
Mm.
Dick James. That wasn't the name I heard.
Northern Songs?
Right, that was it.
Oh, that'd be
right.
Great,
that ought to be in Northern Songs. I said, what's Northern Songs? And then I was never told, man. I had to go out and find out.
Didn't we tell you?
No, man. You didn't tell me? He said, this would be a Northern Songs, and you laughed, and Paul McCartney looked the other way at talking to Ringo.
Mick Jagger looked up, and he balloon dropped out of his face,
and
Rob Roy left into the room with a big kill on. He said, hey, Bobby, have you heard this one?
I read the papers of George Harrison, spent a lot of time in the States. You've learned a lot from George.
Tell me about the Mamas and Papas, Bob. I believe you're backing them very bigly.
I knew it would get to that.
I believe you're backing them.
No, you're just interested in the big chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're interested in the big chick. She's got a hold of you, too.
She's
got a hold of you, too. She's got a hold of everybody I know. Everybody asks me the same thing, and
isn't
I know what they
mean. A lot of this is show.
Do you know...
They're terrible, man. They're no
Ralph
good.
Donner is another great one.
Who? No, I only know the lesser known.
Mm.
No, sir.
Barry Maguire is a great war hero.
Barry Maguire? He's a great friend of yours, John, I understand.
He met me through you, Bob, remember that? He said, he's a great buddy, Sergeant Barry.
Yes. I remember. Oh, God. I was sure you were thinking of somebody else and up all of them. All right.
Bob forgot his lines again.
Take that again.
Sorry about that, Bob. Laughing. He looks so natural, but really shaking.
We're sorry about that.
Right, I'll start again now.
This is. Hey, well, I don't care.
No, Bless them all.
Tell me about the Silkies.
No, I'm not telling you about that.
Tell me about... Oh, I had a pain in my side.
Well, I didn't put... I don't... Jim, I'll never
tell me about this pain in my side.
Well, we've been doing this for a while. We've missed all the good ones, haven't we, for that? Why don't you take some yourself?
Hey, I've taken a couple. I've taken a few milligrams of Silky once.
Oh, you got the tie in, you got the tie in.
It didn't work out for you.
I can't help it, pointing right at me. Get off me.
Well,
Barry Maguire.
Right.
You come in with that.
All right. Barry Maguire tells me he's a good friend of yours.
Well, I hate to say this about Barry, Bob, or Bobby. I hate it, but I don't know him at all, personally at all. But I did have a letter from his manager saying he was very, very close to you, being on the sort of bosom of the current folka rocker boom. You know, the moment.
Yes,
so that's the first thing I did hear about Barry himself.
I can't look. I can't. He's worse than that. Oh, he's terrible. He's terrible, man. He's much worse than I am.
No, never.
No, you're wicked.
I never use the word rubbish.
That gives you away, man.
What do you think of that, along with that, and then we'll get the... Real life.
Oh, yeah, I want to go back home, man. Mark, I'm probably at baseball games, all night TV. I come from the land of paradise, man.
Sounds great.
I don't understand. Hey, you know, I've been very sick, man. I'm glad it's over, you know? Because I'm getting very sick here.
How's it long like this, you know?
Sounds good.
With the tremors.
Seem amused.
Just to keep you alive. Don't need to get too dead, you know, the London scene.
It's a party.
She throws all your bloom.
She's singing, singing to showing you a sorry. God damn it, man, you missed it.
Oh, wow.
Permission to land, Tom.
How long have you had a partnership in Macy's?
The Macy brothers themselves, we've had a partnership about 13, 14 years, I guess.
You just a new cat, new youngster?
I'm a kind of grandpappy.
From Canada, right?
Canada, yeah, a rootin' tootin' Quebec, you know, bless them.
I know you can.
You know that one.
What do you think about Canada?
Oh, you're very sure.
You know, it's not unlike home.
From the weather.
So groovy. Am I going to shit in the camera?
In approximately 15 seconds from now, BBC Two going on the air. Approximately 15 seconds from now, an interview with Mr. Dillon.
Do you suffer from sore eyes, groovy foreheads, or curly hair? Take Zoomdorn.
Come, boy, it's only a film. Come. Pull yourself together. Another few dollars, eh? That'll get your head up. Come on. Money.
At the end of it, they met Bob Dylan in the idyllic San Francisco of the mid-60s, and he introduced them to a strange substance that was to have an enormous effect on them. Tea. Despite warnings that it would lead to stronger things, the Ruttles enjoyed the pleasant effects of tea. And it influenced enormously their greatest work, Sergeant Rutter.
Music from Big Pink is released in July of 1968. It's been a year since the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album, but it soon becomes evident that the rock music world has not yet heard everything.
and I was staying at the Plaza Hotel, and just by chance George Harrison was staying at the hotel, and just by chance Jimi Hendrix was staying at the hotel, the good old 60s, and Eric Clapton came up saying, you've got to hear this tape, you've got to play this band too.
I can remember this exactly because it was a turning point for me. I had my sitar with me, I'd just been filming with Ravi Shankar, and here I am with Jimmy and Eric, and I hadn't really been playing guitar for a long time, and Eric had just come from meeting with Ravi or some of the band, and he had a cassette, it could have been an acetate of Big Pink, and we sat there, he was saying, you gotta hear this song, and we played it over and over again.
Well, it was just one of those simple things. I just happened to be invited to Woodstock by the band. I spent some days with Bob, and I suppose we just got round to picking up guitars, and we were just, you know, he was saying, hey, what about those, show me some of them chords, those weird chords, and that's how that came about. It's like a strange chord, really. It's called G major seventh. And it's got all these major seventh chords, so, you know, and we just kind of turned it into a song, so it's really nice.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, you know, well, it's a new year and we got some new approach. But it soon became apparent that it wasn't anything new. It was just going to be painful again. I'd just spent like the last 6 months producing an album of this fellow Jackie Lomax and hanging out with Bob Dylan and the band in Woodstock and having a great time. And for me to come back into the winter of discontent with the Beatles in Twickenham was very unhealthy and unhappy.
Oh, those tapes of Dylan's.
Oh, yeah. Only the one I played.
Really? The words.
Craig Gallagher got
it. Yeah.
Did you read that bit about this thing? I didn't put anything in it, honestly.
Oh, yeah, I just read a little bit of it. You don't just arrive, just...
Thank you. sun could lie uncovering. Crossroads I'm standing at. Or maybe it's the weather or something like that. All my images on my mind. I'm not asking you to say words like yes or no. Please understand me. I'm not calling.
Six, slate 419 continue. Camera A.
Yes.
But we shouldn't dissipate all that we've talked about. We, the people sitting on the stage may shortly leave you, so you can start to play.
What do you think about it? No, I'm just talking to everyone. Yes, but we can't go away.
Just away from the
elf, yeah. Oh, I see. See, if we're doing it indoors.
Yeah, indoors, you might as well do it here.
Well, no, except for the thing of, say we were doing it in an airport. Then you couldn't stop the people coming and going. They've all got planes to catch, you know. So, like, you'd get a lot of people all the time going for planes and looking, and I mean, it'd be a scene. You know?
But I think if you are gonna
or in a hospital, they can't all get up and walk. Except for the finale.
Oh, yes!
When
yes.
John walks up to the little girl and says, come ye! She gets up and walks. There might be something over here or over there. But I think the control room should be in the thing and in the shots and that. Should be shown to be recorded and stuff.
Say if
that big scaffolding there, up there somewhere, there was a soundproof room.
And he's singing with
Bill. See, I would hate it.
And he wrote
there. If, except for you, the show didn't look as good, or in fact better, than any other rock and roll show ever done. And when I say rock and roll, that just means everything. And I just hated if it weren't better than anything ever done.
They just sound like that in the house, in the living room.
See, like, using the circus as an example, everything fitted in. This could be the circus was a marvelous working idea.
Just 12 days.
It allowed every kind of eccentricity.
Years of not doing it.
A program which wasn't just music.
You know, the band. Like, that is the thing that I thought it was a great production, that album. But when I just saw him, it was nothing to do with John Sykes.
It should be.
You know, all he did was put a mic there and switch the tape on.
Just as good. The circus is very good.
What about a theatre?
We're serious about it. Got to have some serious reason for doing this, or else we won't. I mean, that's why, you know, there really isn't any point.
Entertainment is your serious.
Yes, it is, very. I think that's right.
Yeah, but you've got to sort of, you've got to entertain for some reason. Now, if you're Frank Ifield, you're entertained for it. Frank Ifield's reasons, you know. You go on and you do that show for that reason. But we can't do it. I mean, we can't just do that, because the four of us aren't there.
And Australians.
The shade of pale.
That's all we got it like last night. Yeah. It's got two, a fast and a slow, but it sounds to me distorted.
Yeah.
What does it do to it? It just passes through.
Maybe if you've got to turn up and do that full on everything to get it through. Sounds woofy, doesn't it?
Hello, Ethan, how are you?
Hello.
star, so how do we do that?
Thank you very much. Great to be here. It sure is. I once held her in my arms. She said that she would always stay.
He came to our house with George, and when I'd written Cold Turkey,
and his wife,
yeah, and I was just trying to get him to record. He did put him on piano for Cold Turkey to make a rough tape, but his wife was pregnant or something, and you know, she didn't, and they left, you know.
The temperature's rising, the fever is high. Can't see no future, can't see no sky. My feet are so heavy, and so is my head. I wish it was a baby, I wish it was dead. I'm in at the deep freeze, cold turkey.
someone, free me again. I'll be a good boy. Please make me well. I promise you anything out of this hell. Cold turkey has got me on the run. Cold turkey has got me
sun cut flat, uncovering crossroads I'm standing.